Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for tuning in this morning, August 24th. It's usually the Hancock and Kelly segment, but this morning I think we just have John Hancock was good enough for us. Good morning, John.
Morning. Yeah, I think Michael's traveling.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. We'll give him a pass.
All right.
So let's talk first about President Trump's initiative here to make the streets safer in several major cities in the U.S. His sights are now set on Chicago. What do you think about his ideas here?
Well, in order to do it under the Constitution, he's going to have to declare an emergency situation and or be asked in by the governor. That's not going to happen in Illinois. So, you know, I'm concerned, Scott, about the expansiveness of executive power here, unchecked executive power. And it, regardless of whether it's being done on the left or on the right, our system is built on having the branches of government check one another. And when you allow unchecked the expansion of executive power, that's not unique to Donald Trump. That's going to be a precedent that exists for other elected presidents of the United States. And so, you know, I've got some real concern about this.
Well, where does the check come from to stop it from happening if it's going to cause too many problems?
Well, one of the things that has been exposed of late is the fact that the judicial branch, if you look over the course of some of these rulings coming out of the White House, the judicial branch has served as something of a check. But the problem, of course, with that is it takes time. Our judicial system is designed to move slowly. It's designed to be thorough and thoughtful. And so, you know, I would suspect if the president places troops in Chicago, there'll be lawsuits. Courts will rule. That takes time. Appeals will occur. That takes time. And ultimately it goes to the Supreme Court. You're talking about a period of, you know, likely well over a year to get a final adjudication. So in this instance, I think if the president sends the troops to Chicago, I think they're going to be there for however long he deems an emergency to exist.
Is there any precedent for this type of executive order where you're sending troops into a city to stop crime?
Not to stop crime. You've certainly seen it in the integration of the schools in the South in the 19th. You saw it in the case of, well, but even if you look at the case of, say, the Michael Brown protest in Ferguson 11 years ago, that was the governor that called in the guard. So while it's not unprecedented, it's highly unusual. And to do it in two jurisdictions back to back, Washington, D.C. and Chicago, I can't think of another example where that's occurred in the history of the country.
Well, here in St. Louis, we're getting extra FBI agents in, and it sounds like violent crime will also be the target there. But some people are saying we probably need more uniformed police officers on the street and maybe FBI agents. They have a different focus. They have a different process. Do you think this is going to work?
I think this one is a good thing. And I think both of the things you outlined are true. We do need more uniformed officers on the street. But bringing in additional resources from the FBI, I think, is helpful. We have in St. Louis something called the Joint Strike Force, which is a coordinated law enforcement unit that exists that includes the police, the FBI, the ATF. It's multi-jurisdictional, the DEA. They all work together. They've got, I don't know if you've ever toured that. That'd be a good place to roam for you on Sunday mornings. But it's an amazing facility. and they are able to do cooperatively just a tremendous job of law enforcement. They're able to track these gangs. They've got the shots fired indicator they can go to immediately. They've got a team of undercover officers that make a number of drug and gang-related arrests each and every day. And so I think bringing more resources to bear for something like that, which really that's the nexus of the crime problem in St. Louis, is organized gang activity to a large extent. So I would applaud this move by the FBI.
Well, that's good to know. One more topic I wanted to ask you about, since you are the KMOX Republican analyst, can you interpret what's going on with the redistricting war here that's happening in Texas and California, but specifically in Missouri? Governor Kehoe has not come out and said, yes, we're going to do this. Yes, we're going to have a special session. President Trump seems to indicate that, yes, Missouri is going forward with this. How do you interpret what's happening?
Well, I think the White House wants Missouri to go forward with this. And I think they've brought a good deal of pressure to bear in the state of Missouri and other states, too. I think Indiana is in a similar situation, as is Missouri. The effort's pretty clear, right? I mean, the Republicans are going into a midterm election where history would tell us it's going to be rough because they control the White House, the House, and the Senate. And by redistricting Texas, the thinking is that you're going to increase the likelihood that Republicans control the House. Of course, California counters, and they're going to add five districts. And so you ping pong back to Missouri. And all of this, at the end of the day, just the sheer force of history will tell me that I don't think any of this is going to materially affect the makeup of the Congress after the November 26 elections. Because you're not looking at a 3 or 4 or 5 seat change. You're looking at more like a 20, historically, more like a 25 or 30 on the outside 40 seat change. So I don't expect this to alter the nationwide outcome, but I do think the precedent is dangerous because we now have a country where the vast majority of states have the same party in the governor's office, the state house, and the state senate. Most of the country is that way. And so if you've got those three conditions in place, any state at any time under this precedent will be able to redraw their congressional lines every 2 years if they want to. And I don't think that's healthy for democracy.
John Hancock, KMOX Republican analyst, thanks so much for your time this morning.
You betcha.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.